Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 508. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Waxahachie. The song is called War, and it's on the new album St. Cloud, which just came out last week, March 27th, on Merge Records. That is the product of Katie Crutchfield, who, if my sources are right, tell me that she has just moved to Kansas City. Hope she sticks around for a while. It's a great city, and, well, we're under quarantine, so I don't think she's allowed to leave anyway. That album is a really good one, actually. It took me a while to get my head around it, but after a while, every listen just came something new and something brilliant and something just done so right. So spend some time with that one. You're going to enjoy that, or just take the plunge immediately. It'll pay off, I promise. I got lots of music for you this week, and most of it in the kind of power pop or even pop punk vein. We got lots of room in that genre, though. Let's start with something a little more post-punk, actually. Here's the band Neutrals. The song is called Technical College.
What are you doing after the summer? Are you getting a job or did you get into college? Sarah's taking a post at her daddy's company, getting some experience before university. She's coming back from squatting in Holland, says that anarchy's great, you don't pay for anything. And he's up at the art school painting pictures of waterways, moving to Italy one of these days. Sandy and Ned are in Pennsylvania, been there 6 months on expired visas. I phone them up from the box on the corner, I get free calls with a stolen number. We could get jobs, we could save for the future, or we could go to the technical college. Let's go to the technical college. Get things on the T-Rex machine. We'll live on a stripping van. What are you doing after the summer? What are you doing after the summer? We could get jobs, we could save for the future, or we could go to the technical college. Business studies, modern studies, pub lunches, student nurses, we'll fuck the poll tax, fuck student loans, occupy the victory, get the guy from pure to DJ. Let's go to the technical college, make things on the Seahawks machine. We'll live on a shredding plan, corn noodles, chips and beans. Let's go to the technical college, make things on the Seahawks machine. We'll live on a shredding plan, corn noodles, chips and beans.
All I want and all I need.
fade.
I know I've written all the songs about all the things you do. A song of how I love you and how I hope you love me too. I've built notebooks full of lyrics, that much is true. But this one's not about you. I wrote a song called Portrait to Death to describe how you live. There's one about just what you're worth to me, it's called Bluebird. This song won't even mention how you obtain my attention, how you're always on the brink of my thoughts, and all I think of. It's time I won't obsess on how you manage to press on, despite knowing how things are going. This one's not about you this time. No one wants to hear another verse about what you mean to me. I got enough songs about you for a career discography. I've got A-side, B-side, live stuff, and some outtakes too. But this one's not about you. Yeah, this one's not about you. Yeah, even this one is still about you.
We had three bands there, very different, all flying under that punk rock banner. We ended things there with Vista Blue from Nashville, Tennessee. The song is called This One's Not About You, but I think it actually is. It's on a new EP called Rock Acrostics, I think digital only. Band put that out themselves last week, March 18th. I think they're in isolation and they thought, why not record an album? Just excellent pop punk, done the way that it should be, kind of that Lookout Records 1990, as pop and sweet as Mr. T Experience. But anyway, lots of fun there. And that band just, I don't know, they release an album every week, I think. But when you're doing it that well, why not? Before that, we heard from the Chats. They're from the Sunshine Coast in Australia. The song we heard is called Pub Feed. It's on their album High Risk Behavior. Hopefully none of you are indulging in such things. That came out last week as well, March 27th on Bargain Bin Records. It is stupid and just a lot of fun. So pick that one up. You're going to enjoy it. And then we started things off there with Neutrals with the song Technical College. That is on an album called Kebab Disco, which came out last summer, June of 2019 on Emotional Response Records. That band based out of Oakland, California. Got a new album or a new EP or something coming out, and that's how I saw some information about that band. And then I went back and listened to that first album and had it on my Bandcamp wish list until last Friday or Friday before last, when everything was all proceeds were going to bands. Just pulled the trigger on a lot of things, and that's one of those things I did, and I'm sure glad I pulled the trigger on that one. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, I promised you more music. Here's something from Rat Fancy. It's called Making Trouble.
Exactly what I her face is in black. I remember the sad. She moved in the summer at Halloween. She can't understand how she died her dream. At the Royal Museum, there's a new light show. A self-portrait of Vincent Van Gogh. Of course I was there to cash in my soul. Now get me out of here before.
From Kansas City, Missouri, with the track Here Comes Chan. That is the first song of a two-song digital single that the band self-released March 20th. I say band, but I'm not sure they would agree. And once upon a time, I tried to put out a record by them, and they said, listen, we're not really a band. We don't practice, we don't play shows, we don't record. You'd be wasting your time and your money. And while I love that band, I also love that they know their limitations. So instead, every few years, a new song pops up, and it's always influenced heavily by Big Star, and we all like it, and, well, we just be happy with what we get. And that there does make me happy. Before that, we heard from Steve Baters with the song A Million Miles Away. That was from his first solo album, Disconnected. It came out in 1980 on Bomp Records. I picked that up a few years ago. Well, a few weeks ago. It feels like a few years. It's Time doesn't work anymore, does it? A few weeks ago, a 2004 reissue of that one with some bonus tracks as well. That song was written by Frank Sečić, I think, who played guitar with Steve Vaders for a number of years after the Dead Boys, and even appeared on one of those Dead Boys reunion records as well. Before that, we heard from Rat Fancy with the song Making Trouble. That's off their album Stay Cool, which came out June of last year on a Happy Happy Birthday to Me Records, that band based out of Los Angeles. I recently went to pick that album up, and before I did, I looked in my music catalog and saw it there, and I thought, I don't remember listening to that album at all. Somehow it got lost. I added it, never listened to it, and that's sad, but I'm happy to find it now, and it fits perfectly in with the spring weather we're having. Lots of birds out, leaves on the trees, sunny weather, and Rat Fancy. What more could you want? Anyway, normally I'd tell you about the concert calendar now, but there's no live gigs happening, and there are an infinite number of digital-only, you know, things happening, live shows or live songs or whatever on Facebook or Instagram or, who knows, Zoom. It just doesn't feel the same to me. If I want to see a live set from, you know, Beach Slang, I just go to YouTube and type in Beach Slang, and there'd be lots of live music for me. It's not quite the same, at least for me. I know some people are really digging that, and maybe it's staving off the quarantine crazies for the bands, but I'm looking forward to live music again. But until then, I'm happy holed up in my little studio here. I did get a little bit of photo editing done. I put out the photos and videos of the Red Kate, Mad City Cruisers, Arson Class, and Chernobyl Dog show that happened at Davies, just about a month ago now. It took me a while to get around to that one. That was the last show I shot at Davies before the place burned down. I was at one other show after that, but did not shoot that one. So my last photos of Davies. Someday it'll be rebuilt, at least that's the rumor, and I probably will not be held together by band stickers anymore, but photos and video out there if you want to see that last show at Davies, at least that I was at. Let's wrap things up here. I've got one track left for you. It is by John Vanderslice. The song is called Weirdo the Beginning, and it's on his new album, Dollar Hits, which is a short little album that he put out on his own Tiny Telephone Records on March 20th. It is, an experimental album. Lots of instrumental tracks, though. There are two tracks of the vocals, and I'm going to play one of them next here. It's going to take you a little bit of, adventure spirit to get into this record, and it's probably more than I have. I enjoy his pop elements more so than mushroom-fueled adventures, and I think that's probably what a lot of this one is. So I'm going to leave you with this one. You buyer beware. You may find something that just blows your mind, especially if you also have found the mushrooms, or you may just scratch your head and say, whatever, and I'm probably more into that second camp on this one. Anyway, John Vanderslice, the track is called Weirdo the Beginning. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
I faded back into same old bad habits, back into the same old bad habits. I thought you were my future, my present, my future, not my past. Don't look back, don't look back. I never loved anything as much as you. When you left, it cracked me into. I faded back into same old bad habits, back into the same old bad habits. just my past. Don't look back, don't look back.